If you have sustained arthritis that does not respond to ibuprofen or Tylenol, one of the first line treatments for it are injections of hyaluronic acid into the joint, particularly the knee. Traditionally, when the viscosity of these formulations has been measured, it's been measured by placing these products between two stainless steel plates, for example, and measuring viscosity the same way that you would measure the viscosity of a motor oil. In our new study, what we've done is looked at the measurements that are obtained now by looking directly at how these products lubricate cartilage. And what this tells us is that how this molecule interacts with the cartilage surface is a key to how it behaves in the joint. We articulate or rub this cartilage against a very highly polished surface. And we can do that in the presence of any different kind of lubricant that we want. And what we discovered was there was a very clear correlation that products that lowered friction coefficient, that lubricated better, those are the ones that had the greatest clinical effects. And the ones that didn't lubricate so well, didn't really change things from compared to saline, didn't really have very many beneficial effects clinically. The key points are that, you know, we have a new method that we think predicts clinical outcomes, that the data from those predictions gives insight on how these molecules are working in the joint. And what it says is that to a large extent, its effects are mechanical. And the reason that's important is that it affects a debate that's currently active in the community about how these products are working. And we hope that it will inform the FDA and trying to understand how to best regulate these devices.